The Harriet Tubman House, a multi-use community center in the South End, will soon be torn down to make way for condominiums. Though the demolition date is unclear, its owner, United South End Settlements, has said without the sale, it won't be able to continue providing much-needed services to families in the region. WBUR's Cristela Guerra has more.
Yancey showed up with others to protest in front of the old building on a recent Wednesday night to try and save this local institution, a place she grew up down the street from that reminds her of the home her family lost.
Like, I haven't been down here on foot in a long time. It's very painful.
When you look at this, what comes to mind? What do you feel?
What comes to mind is just that this is where I grew up. This is my childhood. My aunt worked here. We were always in and out.
The first Harriet Tubman House was a haven for African-American women, founded on Holyoke Street in 1906. Six women, including a friend of Tubman's, created this place as a shelter from discrimination as more people made their way north. But United South End Settlements Vice President of Development and External Relations, Jarrell Cox, said their mission is about more than this building.
And by not leaving the building, by protesting this sale, you're halting this organization from getting the money it needs to survive at a very, very difficult time. It's very difficult to depend on philanthropy right now. We can only serve 60% of our kids. We need every dollar we can get.
The nonprofit has been criticized for misusing its endowment. In a fact sheet on their website, staff at the nonprofit acknowledge that they too have been challenged by having 5 executive leadership transitions in 18 years, as well as the increasing costs of maintaining 3 buildings in a quickly gentrifying region. The sale will save the organization $300,000 a year. During the pandemic, they've helped families by providing mini-grants that help pay for rent, food, and utilities. They're currently providing daycare for many essential workers in the area. Organizers such as Gabby Ballard say the Tubman House belongs to the community first. She's part of the I Am Harriet Coalition through the Party for Socialism and Liberation that want to save the property.
And the Harriet Tubman House served that purpose in many ways of being a gathering space for people. Without having to pay, without having to buy anything, you can just come into this place, meet with people, be connected. And those sorts of services have now been pushed out of the Harriet Tubman House.
Cox noted that each organization that used to rent space at the Tubman House received relocation assistance from the developer, New Boston Ventures, to continue their services elsewhere in the city. New Boston Ventures is also designating 5,000 square feet of space on the ground floor for community use. But community members say this is still nowhere near enough. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.